The following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Well, good Tuesday morning. It's a little chilly out there. Welcome to our house here at WWDB. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. And it's not really fall yet, not until the middle of September, but we're going to go over our fall maintenance checklist a little early, even though I think we're going to be having about 2 weeks of super warm weather, otherwise known as Indian summer. I'm hoping we can still say that. We are live on the air at 8:60 a.m. We are live on the podcast at wwdbam.com. The podcast will be up later. We are live on Odyssey. You can always message me on Instagram and Facebook under Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding in Brush Smooth Finished. They provide a modern look for home exteriors backed by a 5/15/50 pro rated limited warranty. They are designed to last longer with superior protection against the elements, and they are treated with four components of protection called the Smart Guard process. This adds strength and helps the product withstand impacts, freeze and fall cycles, high humidity, fungal decay, and termites. If you are thinking about siding your home for any reason, I think it makes a beautiful look. Please visit lpcorp.com/Philadelphia Homes and you can get samples and look at all the beautiful finishes and colors and everything that they have. So thank you, LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding. Okay, so we have some interesting stuff happening today. Yeah, we really do. Later on the show, you know, Luke Bryan is kicking off his Farm America tour, which I believe, let me see if I can, his farm tour for 2024. And the tour is setting up stages in the fields of local farmers in September between the 21st and the 28th. And what's really great is they're going to be not Luke Bryan joining us, but in the second half of our show, Brian Leakey, the Director of External Communications, is going to be joining us talking about Feeding America to bring healthy food to more families. And I'm going to be spending some time helping you not only clean up your gardens, but letting you know what you can plant for the fall for your home improvement project for this September. So first, I want to start with the checklist. My very, 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 very top of the list one that I always have out there is your gutters. So please get up there. This is a great time to do it. I usually save things, like I said, till the middle of September, but this little nippy chill in the air came on early. Like September came and boom, the weather just cooled right down. We went from pouring rain to super hot to fall weather. So gutters are so important. I can't stress it enough. I always tell you to walk your property, pick up all the sticks and twigs and everything that has fallen down. But the gutters are big because you know that those leaves are getting ready to fall in the fall. So do that. Get them done. Check the downspouts. Check all of that. Make sure the downspouts are clear. Make sure that that area where the gutters are coming down is protected so that water is not draining up against your house. You probably have maybe one, possibly two more lawn mowings if you live in a house that has a lawn, not a condo or a townhouse where you have to cut it. So you probably have about, like I said, one or two at the max times to cut your grass before you store your mower away. Before you do that checklist, unless you think you're not doing it anymore, This is the time to go over your lawnmower, make sure it's clean, make sure that you've gotten all the grass off the blades, and this will be the time to get ready to store it away. We did a show on power washing, and this will be the last time that I would really recommend getting your power washing done, and it's time to winterize your power washer and get that stored away as well. So these are really important things for getting prepped. Now, I'm not ready to put away the garden materials yet because we have a lot of stuff that we're going to have to do. But with this colder weather, you can go back and listen to one of my other shows. With this colder chill in the air, this is the perfect time to check all the seals and cracks around your windows and doors. This is the perfect time to call your electric company for a home energy audit to make sure that you, if you don't want to check the leaks and cracks, they will do an amazing job for you and make recommendations. Time to inspect the roof. Yep, because as those trees are going to sleep, as those leaves are dropping with the storms that we've had in August, you are going to see the branches dropping. So you want to make sure that you're doing a really, really good roof inspection on your house. That's really important. And then this is the time of year before it gets too busy is to get your furnace serviced. If you have a warranty plan with your company, please, this is the time to get on the books because everybody's calling. You want to call before you have an issue with your home and with your heater. Your air conditioning is probably turned off right now. We talked about that. Make sure that your filters in both your air conditioner and your heater are updated and clean. You want to make sure that you have a fresh filter in both of those. That way, when you kick in the air conditioning next year, it's a clean filter. And if you didn't put a fresh filter in your heating system last year when the heat went off, you are going to make sure that you check that. A checkup normally, just so people know, depending on the company you use, can run anywhere from $70 to $130, especially if you have an annual service contract with the company. Those, depending on what you do with your service contract, can run you anywhere from $150 to $500 annual, depending on the type of service contract and the terms and conditions. Now would probably be a good time to check and make sure that you have one. And this is something that you should do. Changing filters, I've beat this like with a dead horse, just like gutters on the show. Guess that's a bad analogy, huh? Anyway, to change your filters, both on your air conditioner and your furnace, at least every 2 months, three if you're not using it as much or not home as much. And if you have pets and you have a lot of wind blowing around your property, maybe every month, if you have the time to do it. And if your HVAC system includes a built-in humidifier, make sure that when the contractor comes out, he replaces that filter too. Ask him to see the old one. That way you know that they've done it and you can say that you want to see it to just make sure that you're seeing how dirty it gets, right? So I told you about the sloping away the foundation. We did a whole show on foundation. We even had an author come on and talk about the book that he did about your foundation. And for those of you that have a wood stove or a fireplace, this is the time to make sure it's safe. You grab yourself a flashlight, you look up inside your fireplace, your flue, make sure the damper opens properly and it closes properly. Look up inside, make sure that there's no bees or bird's nest or branches or leaves or any other obstructions. You should be able to see daylight at the top of the chimney. Now, I mentioned bees because we're going to talk about bees in a couple minutes with our getting ready. We're going to be talking about yellow jackets because we had that issue with our wood burning stove where we kept getting yellow jackets in our house and we couldn't understand why during the year when we weren't using it, we were kept finding yellow jackets. And then when my husband did his fall maintenance cleaning of the dampers and the flues and all of that stuff, and then we did the smoke test to make sure everything was going through properly, that's when the bees started coming into our house. So we're going to talk about that, because those little yellow jackets, man, I'm going to tell you, they just build their nests where they feel like it. And this is the time that they do it. So if necessary, if you're missing any bricks or any mortar, or the firebox is cracked, if you spot any damage whatsoever, please have a professional fireplace and chimney inspection done. The cost for that could run you anywhere from about $100 to $250 based on basic chimney sweeping, cleaning, and then that is a standard fee for a fireplace or a wood stove inspection. I highly recommend it if you cannot do it yourself. Well, I'm lucky enough to have a general contractor carpenter for a husband who is able to do this. A fireplace flue should always be cleaned of creosote every single year. So if you can't do that yourself, a professional chimney sweep will come out and do that for you. I always recommend doing it at the end of the year when you shut down your fireplace or your wood-burning stove or whatever you may use. And then I recommend checking it again just to make sure it's nice and clean, because some of these tips from people can be a little overwhelming. So you want to make sure that you're doing all the things that you need to do. Also, be careful on your roof. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, for any kind of black algae that is on your roof. That is something, black algae stains are pretty much cosmetic, but masses of moss and lichen could signal that there is some decay under your roof. So if you can't get up there and inspect it yourself, call a pro roofer for an evaluation. They'll try to sell you everything. $100 to $400, $500 is about usually what it costs to be able to do it. And if you want to power wash your roof, make sure you do that before you winterize and put your power washer away. Again, those shingles, that's really important to look for those. And your roof stack, your plumbing vent roof stack that you know, for your bathroom, for your toilet, usually is splashed with like a rubber collar called a boot. And over time, depending on the age of your roof, it may crack and loosen over time. So I highly recommend that you replace the boot or the flashing, the rubber collar, before you do your roofing job. I'm telling you, a boot will wear out before your roof does. So make sure it's in good shape. This is something that you can usually do yourself, but a pro roofer is going to charge you about $250 to $500 to replace a boot, depending on how steep your roof is. That is really, really huge, how steep your roof is. Makes all the difference in the world. I will also let you know that this is the time I'm talking about the bees. We're going to get to them in just a minute. I'm going to tell you about the time, not just bees in our basement. You've heard me talk about them building a nest, the yellow jackets inside the house, getting in through a hole where the oil goes into the house. And right next to that, and building a huge, massive nest. And now we have them in the wall. And we've walked around our house and we see them actively and vigorously building their nest. And paper wasps will do the same thing. So this is the time of year that you really want to get them going. Even though those bees will die off in the winter, the queen stays alive. Yes, queen is in charge, and she will roost for the winter and then lay all those eggs again, and you'll have another bee problem. And it seems like those darn yellow jackets around our house just seem to go from place to place trying to find the best place to make their nest. This is a regular occurrence with them. When we come back from our commercial break, we are going to talk about getting our gardens ready, pruning our plants, and what you can plant this year. And we're going to spend a little more time talking about those darn yellow jackets. So this is the time to do it. If you didn't have your, if you have a septic system in your house and you haven't had it cleaned yet and you're going on 3 years or more, this is the perfect time to call and get that done. That can run anywhere from $300 to $500, depending on the company, depending on what kind of agreement you have with them. I really doubt you guys are going to be draining using your sprinkle system too much more as the weather goes on. So please, if you don't think you're going to be using any sprinkler system that you might happen to have at your house, it's time to drain your sprinkler irrigation system, because any lines that have water in them can freeze and break pipes and sprinkler heads. So if you are so inclined over this weekend or the next weekend, make sure you turn off the water to the system at the main valve, shut off the automatic controller, open drain valves to make sure that you remove any of the water from the system, and remove any above ground sprinkler heads, shake the water out of them, and then you can replace them. If you don't have drain valves, that you have to do, that you can reach and deal with, you might want to hire somebody to come and make sure the job is done right. If you have a big McMansion and a bigger house with a sprinkler system, a pro is going to run you about $150 to $300 to make sure the job is done right, to avoid any pipes bursting and sprinkler head repairs in the spring. So these are all things that I usually have everybody wait another 2 or 3 weeks to do, but because the crispness in the air right now, I thought maybe we would get started. So it's definitely a good time to do it. I want to talk about pruning your plants, and I definitely want to talk about yellow jackets, those darn things. You know, they'll basically leave you alone at your house if you don't aggravate them. They are a predatory social wasp, believe it or not. And they're definitely in the wasp family, but I'll tell you what, if you go after them with any vengeance, they will gather together and attack. So make sure that you look up the difference between yellow jackets and paper wasps and hornets, so you know the difference of the bees that you're seeing around your house. Again, the internet is just a great place to look at it. Yellow jackets are commonly mistaken for our simple bees, you know, known as meat bees. You know, there's honey bees, but there's meat bees. They're similar in size and similar in color. And in contrast to the honeybees that we're used to, yellow jackets have yellow and white markings. They are not covered with the tan, dense hair over their bodies. And they do not have, let me make sure I'm giving you this right. So honeybees have the brownish, tannish hair over their body, and they're a little more round, a little more fluffy than the yellow jackets. And they do have hairy legs to carry pollen. So please be careful with diagnosing your bees yourself, unless you have to call in an expert. And yellow jackets have what they call lance-like stingers with little small barbs, because they can sting you repeatedly. Yeah, I'm allergic to them. So I'll swell up like a big puffy balloon. But occasionally the stingers can become lodged and pull free from the body, and the venom that is in that stinger will continue to pump into your body. Oh yeah, they're a pain in the neck, these little things. Now, yellow jackets usually like to build their nest in trees and shrubs or protected areas such as inside man-made structures like the wall of our house or the basement. They'll look at building around your eaves and around any areas where they can get under and start building their nests. And so some other areas that you want to look at are tree stumps and mouse burrows and any kind of shed structures that you have, wooden steps, because they build from the wood fiber they chew into a paper-like pulp. And that's how they start to build their nest. And you can't always see them like the paper wasps that are hanging around our house. So pay attention. Now, as you heard me say, the life cycle of these little social hunters here, they live in colonies and they have the worker bees, the queens, the males, like just like we learned in school, in grade school. And the queens are usually found in very protective places where you can't really get at them, like the hollow logs, the stumps under bark, under leaf. You know, if you have a big pile of leaf litter, soil cavities, any kind of man-made structures, you want to check, because that queen, once the warm days of late spring and summer come, man, oh man, she can lay so many eggs and feed them for like 18 to 20 days till they become small little worker bees. So from now until the winter, believe it or not, she'll keep laying those eggs. They do die off. They can lay in late summer, which is where we technically are now, workers and a nest of 1,000 to 15,000 cells in the late summer. So you may want to call a professional to help you. And this is why it's a good time to start to clean up some of your gardens. Their diet consists of sugar and carbohydrates. Geez, just like people. Fruit, flowers, nectar, tree sap, and the larvae feed on the proteins derived from insects, meat, and fish. Yeah. The workers collect and chew and condition the food so that they can feed them to the babies in the nest. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like fun. And they are a pain in the neck. So if you have an infestation of yellow jackets, you may not want to deal with that yourself. You may want to call an expert to come and get rid of those. I mean, they are popular in this area. So don't be surprised. You want to really inspect the wood around the areas where you see them. So that's a little bit about yellow jackets. And they are going crazy right now. So really pay attention when you do your outside inspection of your house and look for under the eaves of your house, look for all those paper wasps and yellow jacket nests. I mean, really do a careful look. I just did this yesterday and found what I thought was a baby nest the other day. It's now probably about the size of a fist. And then I found another one near a window that doesn't normally get open, but I'm like, oh my gosh, these things are going crazy. Probably because my husband is trying so hard to remove them from the wall that they've built in near the entrance to our house. So they've left us alone. They haven't attacked us or done anything like that, but we just want to be cautious. So with that being said, and getting some of that winter maintenance done, we're going to come back and talk about pruning your plants and trees and what you can plant in your garden for the fall. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, that most of this is DIY stuff that you can do yourself. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly-siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly-siding.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate it serves. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth.
And we are coming back. Yes, our songs today will be Luke Bryan's songs, since we are going to have some of, I want to say, his people joining us in a little bit, just talking about his farm tour and Feeding America, which I think is so important at this time of year, and feeding yourself as well. That is so important, to be able to grow your own food and vegetables, and being able to take care of your property. And there's something about growing your own food that I really, really love. So I think that's why we're going to talk about our plants. Somebody just asked me a question. Let me see if I can. Please tell people that bees and yellow jackets go in your attic and your eaves. Okay. I just read that. Yes, that is true. Yellow jackets do go up into the eaves, and they will get into your attic. So any cracks that you have in your home serve as a great nesting ground for these yellow jackets. Obviously, this person has had a problem too. Write me back and let me know. And so it's really important to pay attention to your property. If you run over a nest that's in the ground, oh my God, they do swarm. And there are natural things that you can spray them with, like vinegar and Dawn dish soap, if you don't want to use the wasp and bee spray. And really, yellow jackets are, believe it or not, are social bees, because they live anywhere where humans live, which is really amazing. And they eat our garbage, and they do pollinate. So they are important to us. I mean, yellow jackets are a danger to us as humans, because they can repeatedly sting us and trigger allergic reactions. And just a little tidbit here, stinging insects send over 500,000 people to the emergency room each year, and yellow jackets can be deadly to someone who's allergic. So important to know this stuff. So call if you don't have any inspection going around your house. I don't mean inspection like a exterminator. Then you might want to call one, or you can sign up. If you listen to me the past couple weeks, I talked about the Pesty Home Barrier Control Kit that takes care of so many insects and bugs around your house. And it's a treatment that you can do quarterly on a mail-in system. And there is a huge list of everything that they will cover. So if you want to do a prepaid subscription for your own extermination that's safe around your home, you want to go to pesty.com/buy and check out the Pesty insecticidal stuff that you can do yourself. So that takes care of our yellow jackets for now. Now it's time, listeners, to prune plants. The best time to prune plants and trees is really kind of late fall, but it's worth it to get started on some of your things right now when the summer growth cycle is starting to end. Now, we've had such funky weather this year that you might want to be a little bit more careful about when you're trimming and what you're trimming, because I have plants that usually bloom all through the heat of the summer that are actually starting to bloom right now, which is really, really crazy. So read up on your plants. Like, you definitely don't want to trim back some of your roses and your hydrangeas, because they need the woody growth for next year. So be careful about what you're pruning and trimming back. But this is the perfect time, especially in a lot of townships, they'll come and pick up yard waste in your area if you put it by the curb. So the important thing is to walk around your house and make sure that you're keeping the limbs and branches at least 3 feet from your home. And the main reason for that is so that moisture won't drip onto your roofing or your siding. Hopefully it's LP Smart Side. And it'll keep you from having damage to your house if you have high winds in the area. If ice starts to form in the winter, those icicles won't break off onto your roof. So this is, and because it's been such a crazy season, like I'm finding things that are dying that normally are vivacious outside, and I'm finding things that are going crazy growing. So this is a really good time to assess your property and take a look at everything that is going on. It's time to clean up your gardens, anything that's done its growing cycle. And again, like my peppers right now are going crazy. They're absolutely going crazy in my garden. And my tomatoes, which normally keep going right up until the end of September, have come to the end of their cycle rather quickly, which I found very interesting. A lot of people, I love having a garden and I love to share my garden, which is why I decided to do this interview about Feeding America. Because when you have a garden, sometimes you have more produce than you need in your garden. So why not share it with your neighbors, or why not set up a free stand, especially right now if you have an overabundance of tomatoes or peppers or squash or zucchinis or anything else that's going on. And feed your neighbors. I mean, I think we're going to come to a point where gardening, if we can, even if it's container gardening on your balcony of your condo, it's worth it to do it. So that's why we're going to discuss in probably about 10 minutes the Take Care Now campaign, which aims at bringing awareness and resources to rural America. The person that I'm talking to, let me just give you a little feedback now in case they call in early. The person that I'm talking to, Brian Leakey, is the Director of External Communications at Bayer, and he has teamed up with Luke Bryan, and they are here to bring awareness. And they partnered with Luke Bryan's 15th annual farm tour. And since its inception, 7 million meals have been donated and more than $180,000 have gone to Feeding America. So Feeding America aims to bring healthy food to more families who need it. And according to Feeding America's latest data, more than 44 million people in the United States are food insecure, including a nearly 30% increase, more than 10 million compared to previous years. And that's really important to know, because it's not the farmers that are doing the price gouging. It is the big corporations as the food is being processed. So building a successful launch to the Take Care Now campaign in 2023, the collaborators are announcing their efforts in 2024 to raise awareness, educate communities, and facilitate access to nutritious food and vitamins and minerals, and focus on underserved rural areas where hidden hunger is more prevalent. So five-time Entertainer of the Year Luke Bryan will be headlining his tour, like I said, that starts the September 20th to the 28th to be part of all of this. Now, he won't be here joining us, but we will have the people that are involved in this coming on board to talk to us about what is going on there. But with that being said, it is, like I said, it's time to prune your gardens. It's time to check all your trees and clean out anything that's dying or decayed in your garden and then it's time to sow or transplant anything that you might want to bring inside. I bring my herbs inside. I always do my herbs in containers, ones that come up every year, like mint and basil and sometimes parsley. I just leave outside, but I love bringing my lavender inside, and it just makes the house smell really good. So it's important that you can start to think about bringing your plants inside. Not quite yet, but I would say clean the area where your plants are coming in for some fall maintenance, and be ready, because frost may come earlier this year. Usually it's around early October, but because the temperatures are so weird lately, it's really crazy to know when is the best time to bring your plants in. I usually try to haul them in the house the first week or two of when the official fall season starts. But like I said, if you got up this morning, it was crisp. You needed a sweater or a light jacket when you go outside. So harvest anything that is happening in your garden now that you can harvest and get out of the garden. And then what we want to do is talk about things that you can plant and things that you can do here in our area to be able to have some nice, what they call fall planting. It's a great time to do it. I just want to be able to go over the list with you if I have enough time. But before I do that, well, I know I'm going to have to take another quick commercial break, but there are some great things that you should have been planting in July and August and the beginning of September to be able to sow some of these plants. And I want to tell you what some of those plants are. But before I do that, I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to be able to get it in before our guest joins us here on the show. So you're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we will be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly-siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly-siding.
Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck, we hunt our honeys down.
And we are back. That's Luke Bryan singing Rain. We need a little rain for our gardens. And we've been talking about getting your home ready and being able to put in a fall winter garden. And there are things that you should be putting into your garden right now. Like, I have planted garlic, and you want to plant that now because you want that to be able to harvest next summer. And be careful with your garlic. You can actually buy garlic at the store and plant it. But here's the difference in garlic. If you go to the store and the garlic has roots coming out of the bottom of the head, that's an American garlic. It's harvested, grown here in America. If there are no roots coming out of the bottom of the head and it's shaved clean and no roots, that means it's imported from China. So I do not buy Chinese garlic. And that's something that you should know if you want to get garlic in the ground, because the cool seasons, there's a lot of plants that you can get in the ground now to make it easy for next summer's harvest, like I said, and you want to look at the days of maturity and how long it takes for these things. But honestly, garlic is one of those things that is really easy to put in the ground now. And it's important to keep your fall garden watered. Yep. Before you put that garden hose away, keep that your garden hose running. Don't turn your water off yet so that you can keep your fall garden watered as much as possible. These are all things that we can use to just be able to help feed ourselves. And, you know, if you feel like you want to contribute to feeding America, this would be the perfect time to do it. Brian Leakey is on the phone right now. And according to the Feeding America's latest data, over 47 million people in the United States, like I said, face food insecurity. And here to discuss and how they partnered with Luke Bryan. It's really important with Bayer and Kruger to improve access to nutritious food. Bryan, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, Carol. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, well, we've been playing Luke Bryan songs and talking about getting our vegetable gardens together here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts and telling people to share with their neighbors. But so that's our kickoff to this tour of Luke Bryan's. Can you tell me how you got started? Why did Bayer and Kruger's get involved and what brought you guys together?
Absolutely. And you know, I think the real crux of this platform or this campaign, the Take Care Now campaign, is rooted in a you know very very real need, and that's the fact that you know many Americans, that you mentioned it, 47 million Americans are experiencing some degree of food insecurity, and that doesn't even take into account those that are experiencing this idea of hidden hunger, which is really a form of undernutrition, meaning that folks may have calories, but not the right calories, not the right vitamins and minerals. And being a company that's kind of at the intersection of food and health and nutrition, this was a perfect place for Bayer to play. And, you know, bringing along our key partners, you mentioned Luke, you mentioned Kroger, and then also Feeding America, who has a network of food banks. We really saw an opportunity to make a difference here, to reach those communities that need, that are experiencing this need, and again, make a difference in these communities.
I think that's so important because from what I understand, 14 million children in the United States are food insecure. So tell me exactly how you partnered with Luke Bryan to get this tour going, which starts in like 2 weeks almost. Tell me a little bit more
right
about how you guys like actually connect with them.
Yeah, so I guess the impetus of the partnership is, of course, you know, since I think it was 2009, Luke has created this idea of the Luke Bryan Farm Tour, and actually he just recently won an Academy of Country Music Award, Living Lives Award, which is a philanthropy award recognizing this great work. And we plugged into the idea that Luke had about lifting up these rural communities. Luke, being the son of a farmer growing up in rural Georgia, understands the needs for these rural communities. And we just felt like he was a fantastic partner to engage, you know, with and to help meet kind of where we're at as far as wanting to make a difference in these areas. And then, you know, again, we've partnered with Feeding America to help ensure that these meals and this problem can be addressed in those communities that need the most. And then Kroger was a natural partner as well, with them having such a great footprint across the country and the ability to bring these healthy, you know, nutritious fruits and vegetables and you know, vitamin supplements and things like that into communities. So it was really a perfectly, you know, executed situation where all the stars aligned and we had partners in the right areas to help drive this forward and create this really meaningful campaign that's working to make a difference.
Now, Bryan, I'm a firm believer, and we've been talking about it here on the show, like when I put my garden in and I have an abundance, I love to give away anything that I'm not using to my neighbors and my friends. But some people don't have the opportunity to have their own little garden, or they're not a little, little farmer, or don't even have a farm at all. So what can people do to help Feeding America? What are some things that we can do as citizens to help?
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing. And that's, you know, that's the opportunity that we saw as Bayer, you know, pledging again 1 million meals to Feeding America. And we've given away 9 million meals since the inception of our partnership. But we do encourage folks that, you know, if there are opportunities where to partner with their local food bank organization, or even, you know, even connect with those that they know may be in need. I mean, that there's you know, very, very real opportunities there to, you know, to help folks out that are experiencing this hidden hunger and this food insecurity. And at a, you know, at a higher level, we're also encouraging folks to learn a little bit about this campaign, spread awareness, and really share awareness around this challenge. I think that's one key that we're finding is that while there are 47 million Americans that are food insecure, it almost seems unreal. It doesn't seem like that's our country or that's something that Americans really face on a day-to-day basis. But the reality is that it is. And we're asking folks on their social media channels to share the hashtag Here's to the Farmer to help raise awareness around that challenge and ensure that, you know, that there is the reality that there are people that are suffering in our communities.
You know, Brian, what I find is really amazing is we really do produce enough food in this country to feed everybody. And it just shocks me that there is hunger and food insecurity going on throughout our country. I cannot get over the fact that happens. I did do a little research on the feedingamerica.org website and found out that volunteering, like you said, is great and donating meals, but they have something called Host a Food Drive. What does that mean?
So there's a number of different ways that folks can get involved with Feeding America. And like I said, I think the neat thing about that organization is that while they're a national organization, they have more than 200 food banks and 60,000 partner agencies across the country. So there is ample opportunities at the local level to get involved and to make a difference in the communities. It's not necessarily, you know, have to be at a national level. And I think that's the unique thing about this partnership, too, is that we're able to work with an organization that's really able to localize the execution and quite literally get that food into the hands of the folks that need it. So, again, a great example, and you mentioned it, is you know, working with these local food banks to, you know, create opportunities within your own communities that provide that chance to connect with those in need.
Ryan, sometimes people are a little apprehensive or they might feel a little scared or embarrassed to go visit a food bank or a food pantry. What can you say to them to let them help them to overcome that feeling of embarrassment when they go to one of these places to stock their pantry for themselves and their children?
Yeah, and I think that the stigma, Carol, is very real in that situation. And I think the reality is, you know, and we've got to, I think, remind folks that there are so many people, you mentioned it, 47 million people in the country that are experiencing this level of insecurity. Many, you know, even more than that, with the hidden hunger and the lack of micronutrients in their diet. And the reality is that this challenge is getting greater. It's not getting better from the standpoint of being solved in the last year. There's been 10 million more Americans added to that list at a nearly 30% increase. So I think the big takeaway is that, you know, you're not alone, that this is a problem that is continuing with inflation, with prices going up. And it's something that, again, we're committed to helping solve with our partners. But it's a, you know, it's something that folks should feel good about coming in, taking advantage of these resources that are there and these organizations that are there to help provide access to this nutrient-rich food at times when people need it. So again, I think it's certainly a situation where, you know, it's affecting a lot of people.
Wow. Brian, you have the hashtag Here's to the Farmer, which runs through November 30th, 2024, but Bayer also has a website. What is that website?
We do. And to learn more about the initiative and the campaign, as well as the partners and some of the things that we're doing, folks can go to bayer.us/takecarenow. And then again, there they'll be able to find a host of information on this initiative and learn a little bit more about how they can get involved.
Wow, Brian, I thank you so much for teaming up with 5-time Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan, to bring awareness to the fact that we need to feed America. I thank you for your time and sharing the information, and we'll continue to discuss. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Carol. I appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. All right, listeners. So go to the website. You can go right to Luke Bryan's website and look at his kickoff for Feeding America. You can go to the Bear website, the vision of health for all, hunger for none. And you can do the hashtag, here's to the farmer, all one word, capital H, no apostrophes. And then you can also click on the Feeding America. Give to, if you want to donate, you can do give to feedingamerica.com or .org, I'm sorry, or you can just go to the website and learn more about what they're doing. And there is a difference. I just wanted to let everybody know that there is a difference between a food pantry and a food bank. That's really important for people to know. So a food bank is a warehouse that collects and stores food from food donations and food drives. And a pantry is where people can get food for free. And a pantry gets its food from the food bank and gives it directly to the people. So like Brian said, don't feel insecure. Don't be embarrassed. If you need it, you need it. And pretty much anyone who needs help can visit a food pantry or a meal program. Some pantries and programs may have additional requirements like where you live or what's your financial status, but and you can actually go to feedingamerica.org and you can go to find your local food bank and type in your zip code and they will let you know what is near you. Nobody should have to go without a meal. Nobody should be food insecure in our country. And that's why I thought it was important to take this interview. While I have a couple minutes left here on the show, if you've been listening to the show, yay. If you've missed any part of the show whatsoever, please make sure you go back and listen to the podcast later because it is, we're doing our fall maintenance a little bit early because the weather's so wonky right now. And I was just telling you before Brian came on to join us that you can literally plant things like onions, potatoes, and garlic right now. I was talking about garlic, but this is stuff that you can get ready for next year's harvest. And you can do it from seed. You can do it from your own. You can do it on cuttings from vegetables that you have. Many fall garden vegetables grow well from seeds, just so you know, if you want to be able to do that. Some of those vegetables that you can get in the ground now that you can plant late summer, leeks are one of those. If you've ever had potato and leek soup, believe it or not, it's actually good. Broccoli rabe is something that you can get in the ground. You could, it's a little bit late. Usually you want to plant this about 10 weeks before the first expected frost, but because it's so hard to know when it's coming, and that grows really well in smaller gardens as well as bok choy. Bok choy takes about 45 days to mature. So planting the seeds now and using a cold frame can extend the growth. Bok choy, or known as Chinese cabbage, if you get any kind of Chinese food, you had bok choy in your food. Endive is another one for salads. Even though it's slightly bitter, you can eat it fresh or for nutrition. You can add it to stews or salads. And it grows best when the temperatures are in the 60s or so. So we're still going to have that a little bit more. Like I said, we're going to have that Indian summer going on. So if you want to get some of these things in your garden, spinach is a great one. You can harvest spinach. Like, it's great for a fall garden. It needs cooler temperatures. So plant it now if you want spinach. And depending on where you live, the spinach, because it takes 3 weeks, will be ready for early winter harvest or late fall. Kale is another good one. I love making kale chips where you break the kale into pieces or just keep the whole pieces whole and get rid of the red stems or the purple stems on them. And you bake them in the oven with a little olive oil that you rub onto the leaves, and then you can put whatever seasonings you like on there. Kale takes about 60 days to mature, so it can be really hearty, and it really actually tastes sweeter after the first frost. So you can kind of get that in the ground right now and try to push that. So you can see a lot of these are more salad vegetables. Collard greens is another one. that are great for autumn meals. They take about 6 weeks or so. So you want to plant those seeds now because you'll have enough time to reap the harvest. 6 to 8 weeks is what they say, but you'll be able to reap the harvest of the collard greens before the first frost or slightly after. And carrots are another one. This is a fun project that you can do with all of your kids. They love cool weather. And there are many different types of carrots that can grow, but dwarf carrots can usually spring up within 2 months. Beets are another one. So there's a lot out there. Radishes are, these are all things that you can do in containers. Radishes can be, they're fast growing. They can be ready in as little as 3 weeks. So if you plant them in your bed, now you can have some radishes for your gardens. Chives, I mean, there is so much that you can do. Peas are another one if you love peas. I hate peas and I don't like cilantro either, but this is the time to put these different things in the ground because they're quick crops that grow and you can have that harvest either right before the fall, winter, or these are things that'll pop up next year. So anyway, thank you all for listening. It's been a great show. We have another great show coming up next week. And don't forget to listen to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway on Mondays from 3 to 4. Make it a great week. Go out there, pay it forward, and do something nice for someone. Take care.
This old house just needs a little home improvement.